GoldenOakLending.com.
Here in Southern Illinois, hard work is a way of life. And it's good to know that in Washington, we have John Shimkus working hard for us. While others play politics, Congressman Shimkus is bringing people together to protect and create good-paying jobs. In Congress, John Shimkus is a leader, fighting to reduce the budget deficit, cut government red tape and regulation, increase domestic energy production, expand exports for Illinois farmers and manufacturers. And John Shimkus is a strong supporter of small business, helping our local economy grow. Congressman Shimkus believes in common sense solutions that get results. And in today's economy, good paying jobs are his top priority. Call 202-224-3121 today. Tell John Shimkus to keep fighting for jobs and our Illinois way of life. Paid for by the American Chemistry Council.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
wine
and women
and a song
and women.
Yeah.
Logan, you send up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Where? Good afternoon and welcome to the January 17th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, as in Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Somebody told me there is a guy on the radio somewhere with the same name as one of those guys. So I'm guessing somewhere there's the Jason Becker radio show or something like that. Well, don't be confused. As Steve Mizzarini used to say, don't be confused. This is a different person. These are the Stiefel Nicholas guys, the financial advisors. We'll talk about it after we do this.
Hey!
And that is tell you who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor. And that is a goofy-looking hat you're wearing.
Well, thank you, sir.
That's kind of cute.
You like that hat?
Thank you. I'll take the woman's perspective.
I'm too old and not hip enough to know. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to change jobs and have $25,000 or more saved up, we would like you to call Mark and Jason.
If you're in radio, you are getting ready to change jobs, whether you realize it or not.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We would like you to call Mark and Jason, and they can advise you on what to do with that money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Earlier, she had the wood report. We've said it many times. Nobody gives wood like Tina Del Piez. Mm-hmm. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, and happy birthday to my Aunt Gus.
Aunt 106. Gus, 106 today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Aunt Gus. And the Gus is short for something?
Augusta.
Augusta.
Augusta Wynn.
Wow, good for her. I don't know if I want to make it to 106.
Augusta Wynn?
Wynn.
But you're right, it sounded like a gust of wind.
Yeah.
Like,
gust of wind.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Does a great job. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses find in.
Well, that is thoughtful. Rat Boy's got something to give you for your Aunt Gus. It's a special rare collector's 106-year-old cheese.
Whoa.
Aged cheese, 106 years old.
She'll love that, Rat Boy.
Nice.
Isn't Rat Boy supposed to sing?
I mean, 106-year-old what?
Cheese.
You know what?
I almost forgot how that bit went.
You can do something over and over and over, like 1,000, 5,000 times. And every once in a while, you just kind of forget.
Totally forget
you forget the bit.
What about when somebody asks you your phone number?
Hey!
What?
What? Have you ever had somebody ask your phone number
and
you just
remember?
Blank out or
yes.
your address?
Yeah. Yes, I have. I've not gone so far as to not know my name yet, but I have messed the phone number thing up. And I'm sorry, Rat Boy, 106-year-old, what was
Jeez.
It? Thank you. Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, everybody. Yeah, stepped on his only line, his only word.
He's pouting for a second.
Bill Cleveland will join us in a minute. We did not forget about him, and I don't want you to forget about something, and that is at some point, you need to make a decision to go to somebody and get a little financial advice. These people who think that, you know, financial advice and people who have financial advisors are wealthy people. Think about this. Maybe that's how they got wealthy. You ever think about that? Maybe they got that way by listening to people who knew more than they know, than I know, than most of you know. I don't study investment. I didn't come from any money. I think if you grow up in a, you know, your dad's very successful and he's a banker or he's got a lot of investments, you'll pick up some of that stuff. But, you know, most of us, that's not the case. So you have to learn from scratch. And the best advice I ever got, Mark and Jason would tell you the same thing. You develop a habit of paying yourself first. It's funny, you get all your bills paid, or they'll shut your electricity off. You know, you manage to pay, you know, the gas credit card bills and the electric bill and the gas bill, and somehow, oh, there's nothing left over for me. Why don't you put that at the top of the list every month to pay yourself a little investment fund? If you already have $25,000 or more to invest, or that is already invested, then how about a call to these guys? How about a phone call? How about a meeting? It doesn't cost anything. I'd like for you to meet them. I would love for you to meet Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And you just may walk away the way a lot of people do, thinking, you know what? Those guys really do sound like they know what they're talking about. And I think they know more than I do. Maybe I need to take their advice. They'll also evaluate what you're already doing if you have a financial advisor. There's no law that says you can't get a second opinion. Start with this website, markandjason.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
Doing great. You know the little helicopter from Bed Bath & Beyond that I got because of you with the flashing lights?
Uh-oh, don't tell me it broke.
I crashed it, and I got mad because I broke one of the skids, and I stomped on it because I was mad.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
No, it's in the trash. Oh,
wow.
I stomped it to death.
I've crashed that thing? Mine still runs just fine.
No, I hit it wrong, and it broke a skid, and that means you can't set it down level, so I just stomped on it.
Oh my goodness.
It sounds to me like I'm a better pilot than you.
I've got some anger management issues.
I think that sounds perfectly rational.
Wow. I got some issues.
I took that, not one of those things, the only one I have actually, into a gymnasium. I flew it all the way up to the top of a gymnasium and I lost control and it came crashing all the way down into the hardwood floor and it still works.
Wow. You got a good one.
Those things are pretty resilient.
You bet.
Well, finally got a chance to check out the Golden Globes, had it on the DVR. They were held Sunday night. George Clooney up for The Descendants, where his wife ends up in a coma. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ashton Kutcher calling it the feel-good movie of the year. And Kelly Clarkson has been named to sing the national anthem before the Super Bowl. To try and top Christina Aguilera's performance from last year, Clarkson's vowing to learn almost half the words.
Oh, that's good. Good for her.
Get there. And we had another political debate last night. sure you guys were checking that out.
Oh, yeah. I was glued to it.
It's been at least 3 days since they've had a debate. Yeah. And political watchers say there were some mild distortions during the GOP presidential debate in South Carolina. Everybody's out to get Mitt Romney polling in first place.
Yeah.
For example, it's not true that Mitt Romney was piloting the Hindenburg when it crashed.
No, that's not true.
That is not true.
No.
And former Utah Governor John Huntsman dropped out of the race for president, and who cares? he endorsed Mitt Romney, and today Mitt Romney said, who the hell's John Huntsman?
Yeah.
And finally,
Steph, he probably didn't say hell.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's a Mormon. He wouldn't cuss.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Out of control. Well, Miss Wisconsin, congratulations. She was the winner at this weekend's Miss America pageant.
Mm.
I missed the show, but I have to assume her talent was cutting the cheese. So stupid, but
Wisconsin
I had to
Wisconsin humor.
Jay
Redboy, you hear what he said?
Cheese.
That's right.
Cutting the cheese, that's right. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
It's hot in here.
Yeah.
You notice it?
It is.
It's
warm
in really
here.
Hot in here. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Laclede Cab. I just looked up on our monitor here. We have a monitor in the studio, and I saw a quick promo for tonight that Piers Morgan, like the worst interviewer and worst host of a show ever, is going to have that big fat pig Rosie O'Donnell on tonight. I'm going to watch it just because Rosie O'Donnell, to me, is one of those people. I don't know how to explain it. I will watch it because I can't stand her so much. I want to reinforce how much I don't like her by watching that, if that makes sense. You ever have anybody like that?
Yes.
Where you're so fascinated with how much you can't stand them? So she's on Piers Morgan tonight for whoever's interested. If you're ever in Jeff City, and I was Saturday because one of my sons lived there, there's a place called Central Dairy. It's on Madison. Go there if you're in Jeff City. It's a real dairy with like a diner with the metal shake where they make a milkshake in a metal container, and the ice cream is real ice cream. So just something to jot down. You and Angela, you're always going around
sure.
the two-state area. Go to Jeff City and go to Central Dairy. Again, it's on Madison. There is a video that you can pull up online. I've seen it before. I saw it about 3 years ago. Somebody sent it to me the other day, and I remembered seeing it about 3 years ago. And it shows you, in about a minute and a half, how to open a combination padlock. The kind of lock you had on your locker in school. Have you seen this video?
No.
No, huh?
You cannot believe how easy it is to open any combination padlock. And this is one of the things about the internet that I guess is a bad thing. Because once you see this and you figure, well, I wonder how many other people saw this, it takes about 2 seconds to open a combination padlock.
Really?
And all you need is what they're going to show you how to make from an empty soda can. That's all I'll say. The rest is you just go YouTube and search open combination lock. It's amazing how easy it is.
Hmm.
And I'm just glad that this stuff wasn't available. If this were out when we were in high school and there'd been a YouTube, every locker would have been broken into because you could literally do it in about 2 seconds. Jane Lynch. She's pretty. I think she's pretty. I know she's a lesbian. And she, my advice to her, if she ever would ask me, which she won't, I'd say, Jane, don't wear a dress at any award show. Did you see her?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think she looked bad.
No, she doesn't look right in a dress. It looked like a guy from the neck down because her shoulders, it looked like a guy wearing a dress. And she's pretty. It's like Ellen. Ellen just doesn't look right. If she would wear a dress, it wouldn't look right. Just an observation. I bought last night some fluorescent tubes, and two of them were 8 foot long. And for the basement, they were 8 feet long. Did you ever try to get out of a hardware store without breaking?
Oh.
You know how fragile these things are?
Oh, yeah.
It's like walking on eggshells going to your car with these, because if you swing around the wrong way, they're just going to shatter.
And then try and get them into your car.
Oh, man, that was another issue. But it brings me to this point. We've been in our house 25 years. We have a fireplace that has stone and above it are track lights that, and there are one, two, three, four, I think six floodlights that shine down onto the stone. For 25 years, those lights have been burning on a dimmer at a low level, and we've never replaced one bulb.
That's crazy.
If you burn, if you will burn any light bulb, and it's incandescent, and it's on a dimmer, and
oh, it'll go like, it'll, I think there's one like that's 100 still running.
Years.
Yeah, that they've had running for
there
over 100
years. There's a bulb,
years.
And I forgot where it is in the country. It's been running for over, it's been on for over 100 years at a very low, because the filament doesn't get hot enough to ever burn up. And when you turn a light on and off and on and off, it takes
that's
its toll.
It
these lights over this fireplace, I'm not kidding, have been burning for 25 years in our house. That's just, it's amazing to me. I'd like to see an end, if I could, if anybody in St. Louis has any connection to this company, the soup company, where these people do the TV commercials and they're talking in the cans with a string. Let's knock that off, okay? That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It was funny at first.
Yeah, it was kind of funny one time. And to the Lockheed Martin people, you're running some commercials. I heard them on another station, another radio station yesterday. I was just kind of scanning along, and I almost never listened to radio. But we got off early yesterday. So I'm in the car, and I had a couple places to go. I'm listening to radio stations, and I heard an ad for Lockheed Martin. They're looking for employees for something. So they said to the prospective applicants, be sure to see our ad in the Bellevue News Democrat.
Bellevue. Oh.
That's like when you see those TV commercials, now playing in Alton.
Yeah.
Alton and Roxana. Then you know they're done out of town. All right. I did some time in the Baptist church, was married in a Baptist church. There's a Baptist minister, a Southern Baptist minister, and his wife. Man, if you are Baptist, you need to share this information with your wife. I'm talking to you Baptist gentlemen out there. And women, ladies, if you're listening, you're Baptist, this is coming from a minister and his wife. This is not coming from me. They have staged a bed-in on the roof of their church. And I'm trying to find here where their church is. Grapevine, Texas. They've been on the roof of the church for several days in bed, not doing anything, but they're trying to make a point. And they are encouraging Christian married couples to have sex for 7 days straight.
What?
I know. It sounds sick.
7 days straight?
It sounds sick and perverted that a married couple would be able to do this.
Yeah. Whoa.
Now, the Reverend Ed Young and his wife Lisa are doing what they're calling a sexperiment, bringing sexiness back into the marriage. And they're trying to send a message about faith and marriage, according to his interview with the Houston television station. It says, if you will have sex every day for a week, now this is from the Baptist minister, your marriage will be closer and it will strengthen your faith.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to be Baptist.
Yeah, I think they should.
I am going to go ahead now and say, why limit this to the Baptist people?
Sure.
If this is something that works, why wouldn't it work for all married couples? And here's the other thing the pastor said, and this is his quote. Sex is the super glue in a Christian marriage.
Yeah.
Super glue.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Now, they have four children. Their children know about this whole bed on top of the roof thing. They have a teenage daughter, and they were asked what they thought about what their parents were doing. Their parents even writing a book about sex and how sex is healthy to keep a marriage together. And their teenage daughter said, well, I think it's pretty cool. She says, it's reassuring to know that our parents are setting a sort of a marriage standard for other people. Now, I think that in itself is remarkable, because anybody who has kids knows that to your kids, the idea of you having sex is disgusting.
Oh.
Yeah, they're disgusted by it.
Ugh! Gross!
Yeah, y'all, gross! Yeah, that's exactly the word they use.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter We were on vacation, I don't know, Florida or somewhere, and obviously
we were not having relations
because we're married. She thought we were. Our door was closed, and she thought, and I remember she yelled from down the hall, "I know what you're doing in there, and it's disgusting!"
Wow.
She was really upset. She was so disgusted by that. When we got married in a Baptist church, and we had a counseling session with the preacher, because a lot of times before we get married, you have this sort of this thing where they thought, mm-hmm. okay, now you two kids have any questions about, and they try to go over, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, what's acceptable and what's not. And I remember that I was shocked when our Baptist preacher said to us, he said, I just want to leave you with this. He says, anything in the bedroom that you want to do is okay as long as you both want to do it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's the biggest problem.
Yes, thank you. The problem there is both
right
to do it.
Hey, honey.
He didn't tell me how big a deal the as long as you both want
right
to do it would
that's
be.
That's a huge catch.
And, of course, you realize after you're married that she doesn't
want to do anything.
Yeah, she doesn't know if I don't want to do
anything.
Period.
Oh, you want me to do what?
Oh, man.
No, I'm sorry. I stopped doing that.
Well, good for you, Reverend and Mrs. Long. What was their name? Reverend. Yeah, Ed Young. Reverend Long. And Mrs. Young. Good for you. And let me reread. Sex is the super glue in a Christian marriage.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for them. Good for them. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Tina, I believe you said today is Muhammad Ali's birthday?
Yes.
In honor of that, I have revised a joke, a great old joke, but I have modified it to honor Muhammad Ali. And it's the story of a lady, it's her 50th birthday, and she has the same birthday as Muhammad Ali. And she's a huge boxing fan, so she gets all liquored up the night of her 50th birthday and goes into a tattoo parlor drunk. And she tells the tattoo artist, "I want two tattoos on the inside of my thighs." And she says, "Inside one thigh, I want the greatest Muhammad Ali. And inside the other thigh, Joe Frazier." And so the tattoo artist says, "Well, ma'am, you're intoxicated." And he makes her sign a form acknowledging that, you know, she's agreed. He doesn't want to get sued or something. She says, "I know I've been drinking, but that has nothing to do. I love boxing. I want Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier inside my thighs." So he says, "Well, you'll have to remove your pants and your underpants." And so she does, and she sits down and spreads her legs.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And he goes to work. Give me that needle sound. He starts tattooing inside one thigh. He's working on Muhammad Ali. And then he finishes, and then he goes to the other thigh. And he starts to do Joe Frazier. And he pulls them up on the Internet so he can see, you know, what they look like. And after a few hours, he finishes. And he steps back and he says, "I'm pretty proud of that. That looks pretty good. What do you think?" Well, she looks down and she realizes that if she looks straight down, she can't really tell. They're upside down, sideways, because they're inside her thighs. She says, I can't see their faces. I have to get another opinion." And just then, a drunk guy walks in the tattoo parlor, and she says, "Hey, are you a boxing fan?" He says, "Yeah." And she says, "Look down here." And she opens her legs and says, "Who do you see down here?" And he says, "Well, inside like one of your thighs there, it looks like that looks like Muhammad Ali." She says, "Great. That's what it's supposed to be. What else do you see?" He said, "Well, I see that other inside your thigh. It looks like Joe Frazier." She says, that's exactly right. He says, "The guy in the middle looks like Don King."
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Wildland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Tim?
Well, it's been a pretty good ride home for most folks. You're looking a little bit slow now on southbound 270 between Page and Olive, the Clayton Road overpass down from Manchester. Eastbound 270, that's slowing from Lindbergh through 170. Northbound 170 had some stop-and-go traffic from Highway 70 up through North Hanley, and then everything opened up to 270 there. Westbound 70 looks good. Westbound 40, you have a little bit of heavy traffic now between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Maryville Center, and it looks like it's running slow from about Clarkson out to the Hardy's Iceplex, but a good run from that point through the valley to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners with Toyota, dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis area Toyota dealer for factory recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Wednesday morning when Catherine Neville from Feast Magazine gives us a couple of restaurants to check out. Plus, Professor of Economics at MIT is going to explain why the health care reform bill is necessary and how it works, and the latest on the newest Rams coach. Join us Wednesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
0%, no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit from the original $189 window guys. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. Any size white vinyl, double-hung window is just $189. And with 0% financing and online discount coupons, now is a great time to replace those old drafty windows and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World today for a free in-home estimate, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
The next time you're planning a group outing in the St. Louis area, choose Yellow and choose first. Those Yellow buses that transport your kids can also be rented for group activities like going to the big game, corporate events, shuttles, and much more. Choose Yellow by contacting First Student Charter Bus Rental for safe, affordable, and reliable ground transportation. Call toll-free 866-490-1020. That's 866-490-1020 or firstcharterbus.com. That's firstcharterbus.com. Remember, choose Yellow and choose first.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Belleville Indoor Shooting Range is a proud supporter of the shooting sports, and now they're building a second range in Bridgeton to serve both sides of the river. To identify their new bigger market, they're putting the same great name on both locations. That name is Metro Shooting Supplies. That way you'll know it's the same people bringing you the same quality service on both sides of the river. Learn more about Metro Shooting Supplies at buylearnshoot.com or on Facebook. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville, Illinois, and soon to be in Bridgeton, Missouri.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Who's the conservative that can beat Obama? Newt Gingrich. Here's Michelle Bachmann on Newt in 2008.
He made an indelible mark that literally changed the course of the United States.
With Newt, we balanced the budget, cut taxes, and created 11 million jobs. Newt changed history once. He can do it again. Go with Newt, the proven conservative who can beat Obama.
Newt Gingrich, thank you. What a treat, Speaker.
Paid for by Winning Our Future. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Only $6.99.
Yuccavelli's deliciously succulent prime rib and baked potato is just $6.99 tonight only at Yuccavelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Prime rib with baked potato, just $6.99 tonight
at Yuccavelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270.
Online at yuccavellis.com.
You gotta love a flat cut brisket. Baked, braised, stewed, or barbecued. There are about as many ways to cook it up as there are games over the weekend. And whether you're the tailgating type or more recliner inclined, its big beefy flavor and fall-apart tenderness make the flat-cut brisket a cut that you can count on. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Missouri's Cattle Farmers. To learn more about lean beef, visit mobeef.org.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes whenever, wherever, and however you like. H&R Block, never settle for less.
Normally we have Mike Evans' theme right here, but we interrupt our broadcast to bring you a report that was just filed by three of our finest reporters, the Carruthers brothers. As you know, there was some nasty weather last night, and over in Belleville, across from Belleville West High School, there was a building that was destroyed. We didn't want to report on it till we had the facts and knew that no one had been injured. Interestingly, the Carruthers brothers have relatives in Belleville, and they were visiting last night, so they were able to file these three reports. First, regarding the building across from Belleville West, we have this report from David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was good.
He is so good.
He is, his brother Danny filed this report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
Yeah, because they've had other
storms.
It's not unusual to have a storm. And then Daryl Carruthers filed this report.
Wow, that's big, man.
Well,
that's a major blow, man, for real.
And it was literally a major blow. Blew the building down. Thank you to the Carruthers brothers for that report. I'll tell you.
Wow.
Nobody says it more concisely.
No.
They don't waste any words. Right to the point.
They're good.
The great Carruthers brothers reporting team. And now we go to Southern California. Another of the great reporters when it comes to Hollywood. Oh, wait. This is Mike Evans, right?
Right. Mike Evans time.
Yeah, sorry. Mike Evans from Southern California. See, right now he's mad. He's mad right now. but he's not that mad because he's dull. His mad senses have been dulled and soothed by the grape. And the product of the grape. He is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Not anybody else who likes to take credit for saying things like, I'm speaking for them on the radio when I'm not. I mean Thompson Price, as in ThompsonPrice.com. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Listen to that crowd. You're getting in voice. That wine is good for cleansing the vocal cords.
Yeah.
It clears the cords.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I was at the Humana
golf tournament, the practice round today, and it is the PGA Tour a stop. It's in Palm Springs, formerly the Bob Hope. I don't know how these guys play in these conditions. It only got up to 70 today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You know, we were going to play golf today, but we just changed our mind.
Yeah.
Why aren't you a pro, Mike?
Because I can't. I play like Shania Nola.
Like Shania Twain? No, you don't.
Well, I don't play good enough to play.
Well, you, at one time you shot in the, I mean, for many years in what, the 70s?
Yeah.
That's good.
I had a round. I shot the best round I ever had was 69.
Woo! Hey, shut up! Yeah. Hey, you
don't
know what?
Go there,
you know what? Knock that off. Every time we say 69,
they're trying to ruin my report, Frank, by being nasty.
I know.
Nasty.
Sorry, Mike.
Don't be nasty.
Sorry, Mike.
Pop quiz question: Lady Gaga.
No.
Is really good at one particular sport. Even participates in tournaments. Is it darts, bowling, or archery? Her father originally got her into this sport. It was about the same time that Lady Gaga's father also told her that her face was never going to change.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, man.
The mustard has officially come off the Kim Kardashian hot dog. Us, Star Magazine, National Enquirer, People, all report in the last 3 months, every time the Kardashians are on the cover, sales go down.
Yeah,
all
about
right.
time.
Go
it's
down.
About time.
Is
it true
that Ryan Seacrest's own People started the story that Ryan Seacrest was being considered to replace Matt Lauer on the Today Show in hopes to getting more buzz from American Idol? Well, that's the rumor floating around. I don't know if it's true or not. I can tell you this for a fact, though. Some of the heavyweights at NBC that worked at Today's Show at the Rockefeller Plaza, when they heard that Ryan Seacrest was being considered to host the Today Show, they actually broke out in laughter. They thought it was a joke.
Wow.
More laughing going on. Golden Globe bigwigs asked Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Madonna, and other stars to sign some promissory note that they would not appear on the Oscars if they appeared on the Golden Globes.
What? Really?
All the celebrities laughed at the request. Nobody signed. This has been going on for years, though. The American Music Awards and the Grammys used to do the same thing to each other, but very few celebrities signed either agreement.
What would be the advantage of signing? I mean,
there wouldn't be.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Odds and ends. Snoop Dogg Dogg will pay a $1,500 fine for being caught with marijuana in Texas. He will do no jail time. However.
And there's always a however in life.
You better not get caught with marijuana again in Texas. Automatic 1 year in jail if he's caught a second time.
Well, first of all, I think $1,500 is going to teach him a
lesson. Teach him a lesson, and you can bet that he's not going to ever smoke marijuana again.
No, that's going to sting.
Yep. Is that the same thing Willie got when he went there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. He quit.
Willie quit.
Oh, wait a minute.
He quit going to Texas.
Yeah, he quit going to that spot
exactly.
on the highway.
Hearing good things about a couple of movies. One is the documentary biopic of Grateful Dead founder Jerry Garcia. I bet there's a lot of skeletons in that closet.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's going to be good. I've always been fascinated by the Grateful Dead and the Deadheads and all that. Also hearing great things about HBO's movie Game Changer, the spoof on Sarah Palin, starring Julianne Moore as Sarah Palin, Woody Harrelson as her husband, and Ed Harris as John McCain. I can see that.
Hmm.
Can you see that?
Harris can be transformed into just about
Tina Fey should play Sarah Palin.
I've seen pictures.
Should
play.
Yeah,
should
play.
Julianne Moore looks just like her, too.
Yeah, she does. Will Smith was in Las Vegas at the Consumers Electronics Show last week without Jada Pinkett Smith. But he insists that their marriage is solid as a rock.
Well, I hope so.
Michael Moore is considered an anti-American hero in Iran. So much so that his movies are shown there 24/7. Now word they're going to name a street after Michael Moore in Tehran, Iran.
How proud he must be to be loved by Iran.
Hey, Frank Opinion, remember that street they named after you down in Tijuana?
No.
that guy with a bicycle when he got back down home, remember?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Cost him $5.
As predicted here 2 weeks ago, you heard it here first. Now confirmed. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
We'll play Elizabeth Taylor in a biopic. Huh? Lindsay was in court today, is passing with flying colors all of her probation violation, and she's moving right along. Good for her. It goes so fast, Frank.
It does.
It goes too fast.
It's only a temporary ending. There'll be more tomorrow.
There will be more.
That's
tomorrow.
The bright. That's the silver lining.
It's that only is the silver lining. You're only looking at the
temporary.
Bright side, Franco opinion.
That's right.
How's the beautiful weather in St. Louis? Balmy.
It is spectacular.
Yeah, oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Sweet. And final.
So breezy.
And not windy at all.
Lady Gaga. The Gaga is really good at one particular sport. Even participates in tournaments. Is it darts, bowling, or archery?
Tina.
I'm going to go with archery.
I'm going to go bowling.
Archery.
Darts for me.
Lady Gaga is Gaga. For darts.
Told you, idiot.
Darts, taught by her dad. Have a great day. I'm like everyone. I'm all in my thing.
I'm like a pop quiz genius.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Check them out at thompsonprice.com. Check your smile. I love these commercials. The whole set of teeth are like $295. Better yet, $99. There's a billboard somewhere out on 70. Dentures, $99. I don't think so. I don't think I'd want to wear those. You know, that's where you're headed, though, if you don't take care of your teeth. Be true, and this is my own thing. I made this up. Be true to your teeth, or they'll be false to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you so much.
Deep.
It is deep.
But it's true. You aren't capable. You can floss and brush and all that's good, but you're not capable of doing everything that needs to be done to keep your teeth and your gums healthy. You got to go to the professional for that. Ballast Dental Care. 39 years now. Now in the 39th year as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Sedation dentistry, for those of you who need it, they offer it. They're licensed to practice sedation dentistry. But the interesting thing is a lot of people who go thinking they're going to need that, many of them don't. Those who do certainly get it, but a lot of people think they're going to need it. And once they get there and they realize what a soothing, relaxing environment this is and how comfortable they are, with the people at Ballast Dental Care, they realized that all that fear and anxiety was not caused from dentistry. It was because from being at the wrong dentist. I'm telling you, it is amazing the difference when you go to Ballast Dental Care. And only you can make the decision to get back to the dentist if you haven't gone for a while. And if you are a regular patient somewhere else and you're just not wild about it, or you don't like the dentist, or he or she is retiring or just mean, or they can't seem to get you in when you need to get in, they'd be happy to take you as a new patient at Ballast Dental Care. At the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, Ballast, B-A-L-L-A-S, just like the street, ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Not much, Tina. It's been a pretty good afternoon for the ride home as far as there have been no incidents at all. Now on westbound 4064, the volume has built up. You've got stop-and-go traffic now from Kings Highway through McCausland. It's slow again, Spady out through Maryville Center, and then from that point, still a pretty good run out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, there has been no real slowdown, a little off the pace right around Mid River Small Drive. On southbound 270, it's looking good. You're just heavy now from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On the downtown bridge approaches, a little bit heavy on eastbound 40 between Union Station and Busch Stadium, but once you get beyond that, you look good too. The Poplar Street Bridge and the Metro East, no problems there. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners with Toyota dependability come standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis area Toyota dealer or factory recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran. Matthew Willer wanted to set a world record for the largest bacon explosion. Matthew, where are you in town today?
I am in South County.
The Cochran Show.
Explain what a bacon explosion is.
2 pounds of woven bacon with Italian sausage, 2 pounds of Italian sausage on top of it, and then you roll it up, essentially.
Weekday mornings at 10.
And you don't have a girlfriend or a wife, do you, Matthew?
No.
The Big 550.
Can't imagine why.
KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks to hundreds of volunteers and donors, Heat Up St. Louis is keeping thousands of poor, elderly, and disabled people safe and warm each winter. This is Earl E. Nance, Jr., Chair Emeritus of the Regional Utility Assistance Charity. 100% of all public donations go towards heating up St. Louis. When temperatures hit, even in the 30s, it's cold inside. Please help. Make a tax-deductible donation at heatupstlouis.org, any UMB bank, or 314-